Okay, so today we'll begin Shin Kuf Tzadiches, which is a siman about chatzitzas, some sort of interpolation or blockage on the body that someone has on their body, attached to their body, which constitutes a chatzitza or tefillah. The mikveh purposes, first by people, by kelim also. There are a lot of details, which even I just saw the Marma Koma set up, but towards the end, a lot of specific cases I'm going to go through because it's in the Shulchan Aruch, but you know, it's not we don't wear these types of things today necessarily, but there are other things that we do see. So let's begin with just some introductory information, and that is from the Pesukim and Parshas Emor, the first of the sources. Be'ikar Parakof Bey, starting in Pasuk Dalet, it's not talking about Mida, it's talking about a coin, okay? And it says, Parakof Bey is Pasuk Dalet, source one. Ish ish ki mizer aron hu tzorua uzov. Okay, a person become tamei to mitzaras to mazov. So b'kadoshim lo yochel, can't eat kachim right at the time when he's tamei, and also arashe yitar until becomes tor again. Again, a kohen is tamei, is not allowed to eat kachim, not allowed to eat truma. Okay, anogei b'chol tamei nefesh or isha teitem and zechzer. It's not only by tzorua uzov, but it's also other types of tumah. And it came Tommy. Okay, so it says Pasuk Vav Nefesh Etigabo V'Tomarar V'Lo Yocham and Akadoshim Kim Rachat B'Sarob Amayim. We already discussed that actually Tefillah in the Mikveh is not specifically mentioned in the Chumash with regards to Nida. We learned it out how it comes from and so on. But here it's talking about someone who became Tommy and wants to become Tor, so it requires Kim Rochat Bistar Bamaim. He has to immerse himself, submerge his body in water. And then Posek Zayin Uvo Hashem Shvitoher. Then the sun sets and he becomes Tor. Maybe that's the sugi in the beginning of Rochas. Right? The first mission in Shas says, when can a coin, what is the earliest time to say Kriya Shema? The time that a coin can resume eating Truma after they become Tomei. What time is that? So it says, I quote this Posek, Uvo Hashem Shvitoher, when the sun sets, becomes Tor. What exactly does that mean? It says, it's a carbon fine. Anyway, then, Bachai Yochamin HaKadoshim, Kadoshim Kilachmo. Good. So, from the phrase, Kim Rochatz B'Sarah B'Mayim, the Sifro, first quantum there in Parshas Emor, Parshas Dalet, beginning Perak Dalet, of Zion, some Zion too. It says, Kim Rochatz B'Sarah, he has to wash or immerse himself in water. Okay. Yochol Yer Machetz Ever. Can he simply put in one limited time? First he puts in his leg, then he puts in his arm, whatever. By the end, he got his entire body submerged. So Yochol Yer Machetz Ever, Talmud Lomar. No, that's the connection of Vo Hashem Shvitoher. Okay. That's the connection of the juxtaposition in Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Vav ends, Kim Rochatz B'Sarah B'Mayim, and Pasuk Zion begins, Vo Hashem Shvitoher. So it says, Ma bias shimsho kulan kachas, apamayim kulan kachas, just like the sun sets, doesn't set in pieces. Okay, the entire sun, part of the sun sets, and a few minutes later, the next part of the sun sets, and goes down in terms of what's visible from here. So, you know, but it's not broken into pieces. It all sets at the same time. So too, the immersion in the mikveh has to be the whole body. Apamayim kulan kachas. So that's the din. When you immerse in the mikveh, your whole body has to be in the mikveh at the same time. You can't do it limb by limb. Okay? And that's how the Bala Nefesh begins. Shara Tzvila Siman Aleph, 3, quotes the Sifro, Tanya B'Sifro, Kim Rochus Ramayim, etc., etc. Mabi Yashim Kulachas, Afrito Kulachas, Pirish, Shalom, Yerchatz Chatzoin. Can't immerse first half of his body, then the second half of his body, even though he got it all in. At the end, he was all completely, you know, the entire body wasn't together at the same time, but everything got wet. It doesn't matter. It has to be all at the same time. Okay? So the Rashboa writes the same thing here by Nida. Okay, and by Zion, by Sa'orah, by Zion, Shar Zion, source 4, the Rashba writes, Keshei Tovelas, so same thing with a woman, she's Tovelas in Mikveh, Eina Tovelas Eva, Eva Ela Kol Gufa B'Vasachas. She can't do it one limb by limb, she, you know, each limb by itself, she got the entire body at once, Tetsiv, Kimirachas B'Zor Omayim, quotes this puzzle, Rashba Shter, quotes this Sifra, and they need Rechitzas Kulo Kachas. Okay, so no question about it, the Rosh also, in the back of Nida, the Rosh has something called Hilchos Mikvos. So Hilchos Mikvos Siman Chaf Tes, ignore that first word, it's a mistake. But it says Utzricha in 5. Utzricha Shetitbol Kol Guf B'Vasachas. Hello, Eber, Eber. Right? You have to immerse the whole body once. The whole body has to be submerged at the same time. Hello, Eber, Eber. Kedashim Sifra. He quotes the Sifra. Mechitzasu Kula Kachas. And the Rambam as well. Hilchos Mikvos Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Kol HaTovil. Anybody who immerses and has to immerse in the mikvah. Tzarek Shibro Kol Gufo. Kishu Aram has to be naked, in other words, you can't have dress, has to be, you know, nothing on your body. Bivas Achas. Okay, and Mimhoya Balsera, Yadpil Kol Searosho, Mahare Kigufo Din Torah. The person with a lot of hair, the woman has, a woman had long hair, but to make sure all the hair is also at the same time, because sometimes the hair, you have long hair, not for us necessarily, but for a woman who's got long hair, so it flips up or whatever. So everything has to be under at once. Okay, that's considered part of the body. Okay, good. So that's point number one. Whoever's going to make the entire body has to be in the mikvah at the same time. Good? Okay, now. Then there is another din based on another pasuk, and that's early in Vayikra, Parshas Metzora, okay, Perek Tezvav, pasuk Tezayin, also not talking about Anida, but rather in source 7, Ve'ish ki seitzev en shikla zera. Okay, man who produces shikla zera to his carry, okay, there it says, V'rachatz b'mayim is called Metzora v'tomei ador. Right, he has to immerse the entire body, v'tomei ador. Okay, now here it says, kol Metzora, that's the phrase to keep in mind. Now, it's not coming to teach us the entire body has to be in at once, because that we learned already. Okay, that's rachatz b'sara mayim. We learned it has to be the whole body. Here, kol b'sara means it has to come into contact directly with the entire body. Can't have a shirt on or something else. Okay, now, keep that in the back of your head. Let's look at source number 8. It's more an Ervin, Dav Dalad Amud Aleph. Okay, it's actually, this Gemara appears in a few places in Shas, and I remember the beginning of Sukkot appears, and that is a statement, Amru Chir Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Shi'urin Chatzitzin Umchitzin, Halacha Lamosh Mesina. Okay, there are certain things which are not explicit in the text of the Torah. It's part of our Torah Shemal Peh. And one category of Torah Shemal Peh, the Rambam outlines this in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, the different categories of Torah Shemal Peh. Okay, so one of the categories of Torah Shemal Peh is Halacha Lamosh Mesina. Part of our oral tradition, it's Halacha Lamosh Mesina. There are many things which fall in the category of Halacha Lamosh Mesina. There are different lists. Chavisyar has a list, a different list. Anyway, one of them, or three of them, Mr. Zagor, is Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Umachitzin, are all in the category of Halacha Lamosh Mesina. What does that mean? So Rashi there in Erev and Donovan Aleph in Source 9 says, Shi'urin, Shenosu Shachacham al Choldover, the minimum Shi'ur, Kigon, Kazayas, Dam Chelev, Pigul, and also that in order to get to Akarius, you have to eat a Kazayas worth of Dam, or Kazayas worth of Chelev. Okay, you can, because you have to eat a kazayas of matzah and leil pesach. Where do those shiurim come from? Never says in the Chumash exactly how much matzah you have to eat or how much, you have to eat in Kippur to be in violation. So all these shiurim, kazayas, ben amishim, shar shiurim, farsha, come on, various other shiurim, all those shiurim are in the category of halacha moshe sinai. Yeah, that's shiurim. Chatzitzin, that's our topic here, chatzitza haposelas betvila. The fact that some sort of an interpolation, something on the body, can passel the tefillah, that's also halacha moshe mesinai. And also mechitza, the laws of mechitza. Not talking about mechitza in a shul between the men's section and women's section. Mechitza means for erevin purposes and for sukkah purposes. Because mechitza is tiago asara, right? Mechitza is to be a minimum of 10 tefachim high. And various other dinim is all halacha moshe mesinai. Okay? So obviously for today, we're interested in chatzitzin. So the Gemara asks, there in Erevin, Dalma Beis, Chatzitzin, what do you mean? Chatzitzin is a regular Doraisa. That doesn't mean to imply that Halacha Moshe Mesina is not a Doraisa. Halacha Moshe Mesina is a Doraisa too. So when it says Doraisa here, means it's explicit in the text. Why is that Halacha Moshe Mesina? It is explicit. As it says, Dixiv, that quotes our Pasuk, where Chatz Bamaim is called Besoro, from which we darshan. Well, you have to read this in the brackets, the parentheses, it quotes a different pasuk. Anyway, it happens on the word kol. Shelo ye dover chotzeis bein b'sor lamayim. Kol b'sor means the body in its entirety has to be submerged, the whole body has to get wet. So that means shelo ye dover chotzeis bein b'sor lamayim. Can't have anything in between. So that's not a halacha moshe mesinai. It's a direct derivation from a pasuk. That's the Gemara's kasha. You follow? Okay. And b'mayim means b'mei mikveh. And kol b'saro means mayim shekol gufa olabahem. It has to be made mikveh. And also means to mean enough, how much water has to be in a mikveh, enough water that your entire body can go in at once, as you learned above. Okay? We're going to talk about Rashi. Sorry, Rashi, next page. We'll flip back and forth. Rashi there in Erevin Dalma Beis. B'mayim b'mein mikveh b'chunosin mashmah. The word mikveh means gathered, right? Yikovah ha-mayim. Water that's been gathered into one spot. Ba'af agav delav chayim. Delav ksiv mayim chayim. Okay, Mayim Chayim besides from the soda means it's a spring, live water, or water that's, from an underground spring. That's called a Mayon, okay, or Mayim Chayim. Generally, so certain tumas require Mayim, require Mayim Chayim. And mikvah is not enough. Mikvah is water, rainwater, it's been gathered. You call it Mayim, it's been gathered into one place, but it's not coming from an underground spring or a natural source. It came from the rain, okay? But that's called a mikvah, that's enough for this purpose. Okay, so anyway, so the idea that you have to go into the mikveh, fine. And kol b'saro, Rashi says mashma kol b'saro ke'echon. Okay, means the whole body at once without anything in between. Okay, so the Gemara says, so what are you telling me? Chatzitzas halacha moshmi sinai. It's derived from a pasuk. Right, straight from a pasuk. Halacha moshmi sinai usually means something that's not mentioned in a pasuk at all. It never mentions in a pasuk how much matzah you have to eat or how much pigul or nosa or whatever, chayla v'dam you have to eat to be in violation of the din. That's a straight halacha moshmi sinai. Here, you have a pasuk. So why is that called halacha moshmi sinai? So the Gemara says, and kol b'sar mayim shekol gufala, that's the minimum amount of water has to be in it. Kama hein, how much? Amma, barum shalosh amas. One amma by one amma by three amas. And if shiur chama may mikvar boim saw. Okay, 40 saw, that's how much water has to be in a mikvar. Fine. That's halacha moshe misina, it's a shiur. But what's the halacha moshe misina by chatzitza? Or is it no? He eats to a chilchasa l'sara. You need the halacha moshe misina to tell you that chatzitza is a problem with your hair as well. That's halacha moshe misina. Halacha moshe misina. Kedrav rahuna, the rahuna. Nima achas kshura, if one hair is tangled or tied, you know, braided or something like that, again, men don't do that, but, you know, if one hair, especially girls that have long hair, they're little girls, they all get tangled and, you know, the hairs get tangled together, they're tied and so on, and sometimes on purpose, you make a braid. But even if not, the kids, I mean, one of my daughters was, you know, she was at a thumb sucker and she twirled her, you know, she twirled her with her finger. When she sucked her thumb with one hand, she twirled her hair with the other hand. And sometimes there were like these knots, which were very, very difficult to get out. Let's put it that way. Okay, my wife sometimes had just had a cut because, you know, she would tangle it up. Okay, anyway, so that's nima achsu chotzetet. Okay, if it's one hair, it's chotzetet. Why? Because the way it's tied, it's tight, so the water won't hit that strand of hair. Now, it says, shalosh einen chotzetzos. Three already, three things tied together, that's by definition looser, so the water will get in there, right? Okay, that's a detail. All right. Anyway, but the point is, that's not a straight learned out from the pasuk. Rashi explains why not. Look at the next page. Lasaro shetiposel bo chatzitza. How do we know chatzitza is a problem with the hair too? That's not from the pasuk. Why? Because the pasuk only says, rochatz mamayim is called besaro. I would not necessarily have known that about the hair also, right? As all you can, we ask, what do you mean? How do you say chatzitza is dara? Is it halacha moshe misina? It's in the pasuk, barachat is called besaro. Shalai darachat chotzitz ben besaro lamayim. Yeah, that's besaro. That's your flesh, right? That's flesh. But I might have thought hair is different. Who says it's the same rule by hair? So that's what halacha moshe misina is. But you follow? That's the Gemara answers. Always know to the hair. Gemara asks right away, what do you mean? Saro nami daraisu. Okay. That's also, they don't need halacha moshe misinai. No, hair can be learned from the same source. Saro nami deraisa, Netanya, barachat es kol besoro, es hatofel besoro, bezeo seir. Es is always marve, kabed, es avichal, rabo, sachicha, goro, whatever. Okay, I always like that. Rosh, I'm the oldest. So es avichal, rabo, sachicha, goro. Fine, whatever it is. So, but es is always marve, other things. So, barachat es kol besoro, es is marve, seir, right? Es hatofel, something secondary to the flesh, and that's es seir. Okay, so it's also you don't need the halacha moshe misina for that. It's also learned from the pasuk. Go back to square one, back to the question, right? The tzeis ha'tofel b'sar includes the seir. Okay, so look in Rashi, next page. I'm sorry. Okay, the rabba d'amar rabba chatzitza pasal b'sar nima achas k'shura chotzetet the matzah l'aduka shaper ein amayim nichnasas b'kesher. The place where you tie the knot, if it's tied tight, water won't get in. If it's tied very tight. However, shalosh ain't a chotzot to lo mahadki shaper ba'ayla b'omayim. You can't, with three things, it's thicker, you can't tie it that tight. You have a thick cord, you know, tie it, it's thicker so the water can get in because it's not that tight. Okay. Anyway, and yeah. So the Gemara answers, no, we know what the halacha moshe misina is as follows. Ki asa hilchaso l'rubo u'miyuto. The idea of rov and miyut. And u'lamakbed l'sha'ein makbed. Halacha moshe misina, I teach us something about chatzitza, we definitely not have known from the pasuk, not about flesh, not about hair. Okay, it teaches us something about rov and miyut and makbid and eno makbid. What does that mean? And this is the key for us. According to the Torah, okay, in order for something to be considered a chatzitza that passels the tefillah, you need rubo makbid olav chotzeis. You need both rov, meaning whatever the chatzitza is, covers the rov of the body. The person goes in dressed. The chatzitza is covering the robe of the body. And makbid. It's something you wouldn't really want on. We'll see some details about that. Okay, that's chotzit. But for she'eno makbid olo, okay, if it's something that, you know, you're not makbid, you have something on your, I don't know, a speck of dust or something that's on your body, you're not makbid, who cares, right? Again, today the hygiene is a little bit different, but certainly one time, you know, even bathe and wash the same way every day. Certain things didn't bother you. Even now, something didn't bother you. Okay, there are people who are more funakim, and I mean in a negative way, but sometimes you have something on your hand, you don't run right away to wash it off. You know, you'll take care of it later, right? So certain things you're not makbid on.
Is this including things that, like, you want to have on?
So let's see. We'll go to the details. That's really what this is about. We'll see a lot of them. Okay? So, yeah. So, she'eno makbid olo v'eino chotzitza. But how? So that would not be a chatzitza. You're not makbid. It's not a chatzitza. So for a chatzitza, for something to be called a chatzitza, you need both robe. It's on most of the body. And it's something that you're makbid. Okay? But it's robe v'eino makbid. Then doraisa wouldn't be a problem. The robe v'eino makbid would not be a problem, even if it's on most of the body. You don't. So then the doraisa wouldn't be a problem. But the gozo rabbanan, okay, the gozo a robe rubo she'eino makbid mishum rubo makbid. Rabbanan made a gzera, okay, robe she'eino makbid mishum robe hamakbid. So even if it's not makbid, if it's on robe, it's a problem. And also miut hamakbid mishum rubo makbid. Even if it's only a small part, but you are makbid, so then mishum ruba makbid. So, yeah. So that's the more answers. So, however, miut and eno makbid is not a problem. More asked, why not? Ligzor nami al miutu sheno makbid? No, because that'll be xera ligzera. Mishum miuto makbid? So more says, no. In enam mishum ruba sheno makbid, why don't you make the... No, the rov veino makbid is a problem, and miut the yeh makbid is also a problem. So why don't you make a gzera miut sheino makbid otu rov sheino makbid or miut sheino makbid otu miut sheyes makbid? Either way, why don't make a gzera? No. Who goof a gzera? I don't think of things a gzera. It's a gzera. Okay, so that's the one. So let's see Rashi. So this is what it means. Dvar Torah, according to the Torah. What do you mean according to the Torah? You have to have robe and makbid. What are you calling to the Torah? It's not the Torah. That's the halacha moshe Sinai. That's what Rashi says. Dvar Torah halacha moshe Sinai. That's the halacha moshe Sinai. That in order for someone to qualify as a chatzitza, it has to be robe and makbid. Ruva. Now Rashi says in the interesting. Ruva is robe saaro. He says the discussion is still about hair. Robe saaro. Shem yeshbo dvar chotzitz. Could go something in your hair. Could go dry blood. Let's say you scratched your head and it says a little bit of blood came out, you know, and it got caked in there a little bit. Okay. Or Joe or Tito, other stuff you were working with, some stuff got to go in your hair and so on. Okay. Osha kosher ruba achazachas. Umakbid love. Shemitstara alich zebroshi. You don't want that gook in your hair. That's called makbid. All right. So, you know, so you're mitstara. And eno makbid means havi kegufo afagav havi ruba lo chayes. But if you're not makbid, then it becomes bottled to your body. You don't care that it's there, right? The Rashi is just explaining. So then, what robe and makbid means? That's halacha moshe Sinai. You need a robe plus makbid in order for it to qualify as a din chatzitza. Okay, then on top of that, that's halacha moshe Sinai. Comes the gemara and the rabbanon, and they were gozu a rubo sheno makbid hova havi robe. Okay, it looks like the din d'oraisa because it's rove. Even though it's not makbid, I mean, the rice need rove plus makbid, but there it goes there on rove, even if it's not makbid. That's the rabbanon, right? Because it's similar. And same thing, al miuto ha makbid. Even though a miut is not a problem, but if you're makbid, so there it goes there, hove, domine, bak, pot, if it goes there, that's not part of the halacha moshe Sinai, that's exer the rabbanon. Ruba makbid chuda, huda have halacha moshe Sinai. The halacha moshe Sinai is rove plus makbid. Remember with me, I mean, it's not, they got this, right? Okay. And then the Gemara asks, so ligzor nami al muto shena makbid al mishum muto makbid the dumbla dadi the high miut high miut. No, or the other way around, nigzor mishum rubo is the same thing, but it's two different angles in which we could have been goes there. Inami nigzor mishum rubo shena makbid the dumbla dadi the high eno makbid high eno makbid. Right, and we want to say let's be goes there on miut shena makbid, atu rov shena makbid, or miut shena makbid atu rov shena makbid. So that's zero. Okay. So that's the Gemara. I just want to point out, Rashi says that Rov here means Rov Sara. Okay? The whole discussion is about hair, implying, the Rashi doesn't punch this out, but implying anyway, that when it comes to the body, then anything would be chotzit. So Rashi said this whole discussion is only about the hair. The Tosis, that's why Tosis learns Rashi. Take a look in 12. Tosis there in Aaron, Donald Bays, 12, Dir Masa Devar Torah. Pierce per country is Bisaro Mashma. Avo Bisaro, Afilo Miot She'eno Makvid Chotzit. Right? That's why Rashi, Tosis understands Rashi. Rashi doesn't exactly say it, but he mentions, you look in the Rashi, kind of the middle Rashi there, and in source 11, on there in Donald Bays, there, it says Rubo Rov Saro. So from there, Tosis understands. Rashi means is that that's where the discussion that Rov and Makbid, you need both Rov and Makbid, but on your, that's in the hair, you need both Rov and Makbid, but on your body, on the flesh, Afilo Miyuto Shena Makbid, everything's Chotzit, even a Miyuto, even not Makbid, that's how Rashi is, but of course we're in the Tam. The Tam doesn't think it's right, he answered a few kashas, okay, and he says, there's a case, a funny case there in the Yavamas, that Mar says, a woman who was pregnant, that she's Ms. Geyer. Okay, a woman's pregnant, she's Ms. Geyer. So she goes to the mikveh. So the child that she's pregnant with, the fetus, does not later on need tefillah. Okay? The Gemara has all discussion. What do you mean? It's as if he was in the mikveh too, because he was. But one second. But there was a chatzitza, namely the mother's body. Right? That's the metzias. Okay? So metzias is the... And so the Gemara says... And there it's more than Rov, the whole Kulo Chotzeitz. And the Gemara says, no, it's not. Anyway, the Gemara discusses Chotzeitza there with regards to the body. That's the point. I mean, you can look at the case. It's not important for us at the moment. But clearly the Gemara, says over in the time, the Gemara is discussing Chotzeitza. The mother's body is a Chotzeitza, or maybe it's not a Chotzeitza, or maybe it is because it's the whole body, not just Rov. But it's something to do with hair. That's the point. Rashi seemed to say the whole discussion was only about hair. Okay. All right. Anyway, so Rabbi Tam has kashya, therefore he disagrees. And Rabbi Tam's conclusion is that the Gemara's discussion is even about the flesh. The din Torah, dvar Torah, you need the halakha moshesina, you need rov and makbid. Okay. So So according to maskana, the mother's body, you know, that's the question. But uber yerachimo, the vlad is part of the mother. Again, that's a whole sugya over there. Okay, it's a part of the body. And who's the Ravi say that's how it grows. It's a natural kind of connection. All right, but in any event, I'm not so interested right now in the details of that case in Yavamas, but it comes out that it's not just talking about the hair. That's the bottom line. Similarly, the Ritva agrees with Benatam. The Ritva there in Erevin Donovan Bays, it's 13. Okay, also, he says, Rashi says that it's talking about Sara, okay, the hair, okay, but with everything else, even Mir Shainabak with his quotes. And he has other kashas against Rashi and so on. And so he doesn't think it's correct. He thinks like Rav Tam is right. And he writes, Alma, three lines on the bottom, Afilo Begufo, Isil Bitzak, Delek HaKatzim, Rashi, Ela Barov and Makbid. No. But Rav Yitzhak said you need Rov and Makbid on a Daraisa level. Allah, you see that's on a Gufo also, not just on the hair. Bechain Pirish, Rav Tam, Bechain Iker. So Rav Tam also agrees. Okay. The only thing is, Ritva then tries not to justify, he doesn't agree with Rashi, but he thinks that may not even be what Rashi meant. Okay, Ritva at the end, he says, Nira Shalom, Niskavin Rashi Zalacha. He doesn't think that's what Rashi meant. Rashi was just telling us that according to Rashi, anyway, when assessing robe and miut, is this covering robe or not? The hair is assessed separately from the body. That's what Rashi meant. Not that we don't care about the body. That it doesn't apply to the body. The diak was, look in the first line of 12, Tosas diak, and Ritva said that was the diak of Tosas. Besara afilo miyutu she'ena makbid chotzeitz. Even miyut ena makbid is chotzeitz. And Rabbi Tam said it can't be. And Ritva says he doesn't think Rashi necessarily meant that. Rashi mentions saro, the hair, just, you know, to kind of says that the hair is measured as a separate entity, if you will, in terms of assessing rov. Okay, but the discussion certainly applies to the whole body. The hair is just measured as a separate entity. Okay. Lashmina de Bisara Bavad Misharin Barovamud. Bain Sark Lashar Barova Gufa Sayer. They think Gonim hold like that. Okay. Anyway, that's a possibility. So according to this, Sayer and Guf have two separate areas in terms of Chatzitza. So the robe of the Sayer will be a problem, even overall, it's not there over the body. That's what Rashi wants to say. In other words, you need rov and matbid. If rov, if it's covered, if whatever the chatzitza is covering, the rov, it's wearing a shower cap, I don't know, the rov, right, that covers the hair. Vis-a-vis the entire body, that's not rov, right? That's not rov. The hair is a, you know, comparatively small part of the body. But the chid of Rashi, no, that's enough of a problem. That's even the hair is assessed separately in terms of a rov. You follow what I'm saying? You know, even though it's not, you know, you don't say, well, you go by the arm separately and the leg separately. That you don't do. But the seir and the rest of the body is separate. That's what he thinks Rashi means. Okay? So, and he said that when it was, even if it's on just, if it's on rov of the hair, so that'll be a chatzitza d'oraisa, even though overall that's not rov of the body. You follow? All right, that's that. Okay? The Rashba in the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Zayin, Shar Zayin 14. Dvar Torah, Aisha Bodeka, Zasus Hochvila, Im Yesh al Basara, O al Rosha, Al Seir Shabo, Shum Dover Mos, something disgusting, sticky, something you're makbin on, you wouldn't want there. Echotu Zoso, Sarkosha, and tied up, and that's a problem. Okay? So he mentions, you know, even the body, not just the hair. Okay? But Miyot Shaina Makbin is not Chotzis. Okay? Miyot Shaina Makbin is not Chotzis. This is a side point. The Rush in Chulin, what's it doing in Chulin? The eighth parak of Chulin is a discussion about Tfilas Yadayim. You know, washing, Tfilas Yadayim. So the Rush in Chulin, parak Ches, Simon Tesvo, 15. Bechain kol achotzes betvila, chotzes benetila. Whatever is a chatzitza for tvila purpose will be a chatzitza for Tfilas Yadayim also. That's why they would take their rings off, you know, you've seen people wash, and then they make sure hands are. And rings especially, okay, people take off. Some Jewish comedian once said he was somewhere and he saw them take off the rings and put in their mouth. That's what they do, right? You put the ring in your mouth and they hold it. It's like he said he was got very nervous because he didn't have a ring, you know, so he didn't know what to do. He thought that's what he's supposed to do. So he had a necklace, took his necklace off and put it in his mouth and washed it until the night. Okay, anyway, but they thought that's the Jewish practice. You got to put a piece of jewelry in your mouth when you wash it, you know. Truth is, someone's a Bolshevik. You see things, and you don't always know what.
Because their ring wasn't supposed to get wet.
Yeah, right. You know, ruin it. Yeah, it's ruined.
Don't
call it. Right. It's a deal in the Dina Chatzitza. Yeah. So, I once saw Kurt, some Jewish cartoon where you have two people looking, they're looking at a minion. And it's Sukkot time, and everyone's got their lulav in their, coming out of their ear. That's all the lulav in the ear. And one guy says to the other, Rabbi Schwartz, every once in a while, likes to have fun at the beginner service. Okay. Everyone now puts the lulav in their ear. Okay, you know, it makes much sense in certain other things if you don't know too much about it. Anyway, all right. So, but that's the idea. So the Rosh writes, "V'chein kalach and there chulin perkes and tesvot 15. V'chein kalachotz u'tila chotzes benetila kigon tzoa shetachas a tzipar and gook on your fingernail and so on. And a buttsake is you work with dough and flour, sticky stuff, and baking types of things and so on. Or ratia is a bandage, right? A bandage. We're going to talk about that. What if a woman has a bandage on? Now you take off every bandage, and every band depends. You know, do you need a woman with a cast? I mean, we're going to go. You know, these are shilas that come up. That's what this siman is all about. And they're not. I can't say they're everyday shilas, but they're common. Question: a woman has a broken arm. What if she has about a splint or a cast? You can't take off and so on. Anyway, various other things like that. Al miyuta shenamak, but ain't lachos. But miyuta shenamak is not a problem. He says the afal pish appears Rashi shom dahino dafka b'ser v'lo b'basar. The Rosh also said he understood Rashi that way. The Rosh understood our Rashi, the Rashi in Erevin. He says even though Rashi said that's only the kula, so to speak, by ser, but on the body everything's a problem. Ef shalom again, it's not correct. You can't say like that. Ukoshe chifu in the tam, yigizu in the tam. And again, like the Ritva says, maybe they don't even Rashi doesn't hold that way himself necessarily. Okay, all right. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam also makes no chilek. The Rambam is in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mikvos Halachi Yabei 16. Echad Adam O Kalim, same thing by Kalim, by the way. You go to Kalim Mikvos, tell you to take off the stickers. You know, a lot of times with the price tag or some sticker that tells the name of the company or whatever. So just take those off. Right? So Echad Adam O Kalim Lo Yedaber Chotzes Beno Benamayim. You have a dabar chotzes beino v'namayim kigon she'a batzik or tit mudbak halabos or adam or guf akli or is a tamik she'ayim or also tzila. Tzila is no good. V'ar Torah, you have a dabar chotzes chofes rova adam or rova kli midorais. It has to be covered. The whatever the chatzitz is has to cover rova the kli or rova the person. Okay, then lo also lahentfila. And who shayak b'roverot, so you don't want it there. Let's go out, you have on a glass. You're talking a pitcher. The bottom has a price tag. So you don't want that there when you serve company, you know, a pitcher of a tea or whatever it is. You don't want the price tag on the bottom. You're makbid to take it off, right? That's an example of makbid. Barot alavir. Avim eno makbid alav. Below somo soalei, bain avar, bain lovar, eno chotzes, right? Avabisha chovas uvud. You don't care about it. Sometimes you have a tiny little sticker or something on the bottom. You don't care. Just keep it there, you know. So then there wouldn't be a problem with the rice. And same thing, even if it's on road. B'cheinim ha'achof ha'miyuto, eno chotz ha'fushu makbid alav. With the very sofrim, shekol dar achotes if you're makbid of lo also lo tefila anything. I feel about miuto if you're makbid there mishum rubo and the kol dar achotes if chof as rubo lo also tefila apushenu makbid if it's on a robe. And again, so just to summarize, according to Torah, for it to be chatit, you need robe plus makbid. With rabbanon, either robe or makbid, not zero. That was the gemara proposed zero. Maybe it should be even miuto. You're not makbid. That gemara didn't go that far. Zero, zero. But if you have either robe or makbid, it's a problem. Okay, good. That's the drabbanon. Okay, nimtzas omer. Look at the last two lines. That rabbi nimtzas omer. Shemahaya al b'sar adam al gufa kli davar midvar machotzin. Can go on botzik b'zefes, whatever flour, tar, pit, whatever you're sticking stuff. Kiyotz b'afilu tipa kechardo. Even a drop of humakbid, and you don't want it there, then alo also tefila. And we made a makbid of also tefila unless it was a robe. So that rabbi spells it all out. Clearly, notice that he doesn't say only hair. He also, I mean, what Rashi learned like that, I don't know, the Rambam said it doesn't make a difference, whether it's a body or hair or whatever else. Okay, now, it's an interesting question. How do we determine? Okay, I believe that. This is the beginning, so to speak, of the laws of Chatzitza. Now the question is, when we talk about makbid, is that an individual thing? You know, some people are more fussy, fastidious, than other people, right? Does it go by the person? Does it go by general, you know, population? That's the question. What if you have a woman who she's not makbid, but most she doesn't, the other way around, that's the throw in here. She doesn't care. Okay, we go, but what she cares about, most people care. You got a question? You know, I mean, we have such a principle in other areas of halacha, batla daito etzel das rov b'nei adam, right? Another question, for example, about, you know, the whole question about, since we're within 30 days of the Pesach, can you use grape juice for the abacosis? Okay, so many Gedolim assumed you could. Okay, or Salamichik, and they say the Chazon said like that, and the Markotla said like that, the grape juice is fine. Moshe Feinstein was not so excited about it, I told myself, I personally don't like wine. I don't enjoy it. It doesn't bother me, but I don't get sick from it, I drink it. So I drink wine on Shabbos. I personally, I just don't like the taste. I mean, people came to my house on Purim with all kinds of wine, and sometimes I tell people, you know, give it to someone who really appreciate it. I thank you for the offer, but, you know, about bringing an expensive bottle of wine, to me, it all tastes like mouthwash. I just don't like it, you know. So I do drink wine for Kiddush on Shabbos, and I drink wine for Purim, and I drink wine on Arba Kosos. Other than that, I'm not a wine drinker. Some people enjoy, they go out to dinner, you order a bottle of wine. Not for me. So I prefer grape juice. So the question is, does it go by your, so let's take the abracosa, so go by what you prefer. So Ramosha seemed, that's our salvation thought. It should be something you enjoy. The whole idea of the abracosa is to, you know, show your cheres. So it should be something you enjoy. So if you don't enjoy wine, what are you drinking it for? Okay. On the other hand, Ramosha said it should be something which is like you're proposing a toast. It's a toast to your freedom. Like nobody proposed a toast with grape juice, right? You know, champagne, a nice thing of wine. I don't like wine. Okay, but most people do. So, batla daito, etzel das rov b'nei adam. Same thing, question of simcha nyantu, ain't simcha v'yayim. So, I don't like this wine so much. But I drink a little bit of wine. I remember years ago, my parents were still alive and they were home to sukkahs. Whenever I went out to the sukkah, so I poured myself a bottle of wine. So, because it was during Chalamoid, because some holders should have every day Chalamoid, at least Chalamoid Sukkot, so it's a little bit of wine, because they ain't Simcha behind, and Sukkot every day is a new day of Simcha, unlike Pesach, perhaps. Anyway, so I poured some wine, I'm sitting in the Sukkot, and I drank some wine. I guess I grimaced a little bit, because I don't care for wine. And my father, Hashem, said to me, the Simcha, it's written all over your face, you know. You're drinking the wine for Simcha, and then you make a face, you know. All right, anyway, but the dinner, butler night, that's the question over here. Anyway, I personally drink wine. I don't, it doesn't make me sick. I don't mind it. You know, I do drink wine, you know, okay?
But to me, the you know the $8 bottle of Malaga, whatever it is fun. I mean, other things about sugar, well, yeah, what's called naturally sweet, or wine, okay. Other people at the table have
food. Then drink up some scotch, which is more sugary, so it tastes better.
If you like that better, yeah. There's other issues with sugar. I'm not talking to whatever. Personally, I drink plain wine. Other people at the table have the Cabernet. And, good. People enjoy it. They should. To me, it's, I just don't like the taste. It doesn't bother me. And it's not going to make me sick. I mean, it's not going to make me sick. It does not. Again, like, I hate it. It just doesn't do it for me. You know? Okay. Anyway. So, yeah. So Ashbor writes in the Bais HaKotzer, Bais Ein Shaar Zayin 17. Okay, Hayasaros Rosha Ksura Zubazo. Her hair was, tied together, like braided or whatever. Okay, ponytails or whatever. Imhein Ksuras Achas Alachas Yesh Bahar Bekshurim Ad She'ein Derech HaIsha Bekach. Sounds like it's not the normal way for women to tie things. Most women wouldn't do it that way, tying their hair up like that. Okay, then Harei Lachotzim Lefishar Keshem Hudok Amoneh Belov Shomayim. Sounds in the Rashba, and I can't punch it out, but we'll see later. Achronah Beishamsa thought it was a machlokas. So Rashba seems to say Hakpada is a standard. It's a standard, right? He said she obviously didn't care. She tied her hair like that, but it's Adshe Ein Derech HaIsha. Women in general don't do it like that. Most women don't want their hair that tangled or whatever. She doesn't care. Now, there are always people who don't care about it. Right? It doesn't bother them. So the Rashba writes over here that no, that we go basically we go based on what most women do. Well, someone considers a problem. So therefore, the Rashba says, even if she's not makpid, she doesn't care. So the Rashba implies that makpid means what rove people do. Okay, what most people do. The Rambam, however, Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, 18. Okay. The Rambam says, Shtei soros yeses shukshun ka'achas kesher echad enechos mishamayim boinahem. And the thicker, like we said before, tied up, the water can get in. She, if she's makbid. The Rambam, it sounds, at least according to some, we go by the woman herself. So I'm not sure, I think when I read this, I thought the Rambam would go either way, and then I was happy to see that the Chorim also not so clear with the Rambam. It could be Machokas Rambam the Rashba. I don't want to, that's how a Beis Yosef learned. Can a Beis Yosef and here in our Siman Kuf Tzadiches, right? No Zalab. Right. Sounds like the Rambam is paid it to her, what she holds. If she's not makpid, even though other women are, what I care about other women, go by her. That's how the Rishosi learns the Rambam. Goes by her. Not like the Rashba. So he learns that it's a machlokas. The Beis Yosef learns it's a machlokas, all right? However, the Bach writes over here, he's not convinced that the Rambam means. He says, Gam b'dibar Rambam, ain't sofek d'alkas, the hechad, the ruba, makbid, chodin, 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 bein shalvada, makbid, bein shirov b'nei adam, makbid, and afo pishu, who ain't no makbid. He learns the Rambam's not a machlokas here. That the Rambam, the Bach learns that the Rambam agrees, okay, that even according to the Rambam, we go based on what most women do, not by her. So that's a question. Exactly what the din is, okay? Here, so the Bach doesn't think to machlokas. You always go by Rove, most people, okay? So machlokas be shows to the Bach. So how to learn the Rambam? Is there machlokas here or not? All right. Now a related question that the Ravid brings up in Shara Tefillah Siman Beis, the Bala Nefesh in 21. What if you're makbid sometimes? Let's go by her for a second. Whatever. Sometimes you're makbid, sometimes you're not. Depends what you're doing. Sometimes you don't care about it, sometimes you do care about it. That's what the Ravid is talking about. Okay. In other words, he said, makbid is not necessarily what she cares about it right now. Well, right now, she may not care, but will she take it out? She's getting dressed up. So look at the Ravid writes. He says, chutei tzemer, different things that are tied in her hair. We'll see some examples. Makbedis, he says, delo tema kosher b'shas hatvila. Okay, we don't go by how she feel right now. She's about to go to the mikvah. She says, yeah, go to the mikvah. I don't care if it's tangled up. Right? Is that enough to say I'm not makbid? Right? Is that enough to say I'm not makbid? It's the right thing. No, it's not. Elim takbid of shah achas. Shah, I mean, in 1 hour. Sometime later, she would be makbid. She's going to a chasana, she's getting dressed up she would be makbid. That's enough to call it makbid. It doesn't have to be makbid right now, all the time. Okay? Then it's a dovar makbid. Alahu. That is a dovar makbid. Okay? Because eventually it's going to take it out. Okay? Same thing with a ring. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Someone will wear a ring. They never take off the wedding band or whatever. They never, never, ever, ever take it off. Even they bathe, they shower, and so on and so forth. Never comes off. So that, in fact, sometimes they can't get off. Okay? But, you know, he mentions, Chena Tabas, we are the infant friend of Bishas Elisha. Women will take off an ice ring when they're doing, kneading dough, they don't get sticky or ruined, right? So you have to figure out, oh, she's baking or cooking or doing other chores. You know, so that's what the Ravid says. The Rosh also quotes this Ravid. The Rosh, there in Hilchos Mikvos, on the end of Midah, Simon Chavav 22, you're talking about Tabas, Tefuka, my chotzes, why is a tight ring a problem? That's Miyot Ein Makbid. Now, why should it be a problem? It's a Miyot, the ring doesn't cover most of her body, okay, and it's not Makbid. So, you know, because the Ravid says, because sometimes she is Makbid to take it off. If a woman is mocking to take off, if she never takes off the ring, it's not a problem. But if she sometimes does take it off, then it is a problem. So now with all that, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Aleph. Now you have the background, the Mishonim, 23. Tzricha shetitpo kol gufo b'pamachas. It's the first thing. Your whole body has to be submerged at once, as we said. Okay. Laficha. Tzarech shaloya ala shum davar chotzes. Therefore, we can't have any interpolating material, davar chotzes. Afilu kol shahu, even if it's a tiny bit, Im derech b'nei adam, he says, most people, derech b'nei adam, don't go by this person, go with derech b'nei adam, and lifamim, even sometimes. So in one little sentence, that's why I like you to see the Rishonim first, before you see Shulchan Aruch. Now you see what he's referring to. Right? He says, im derech b'nei adam lifamim, lahakpid alo, then chotis, avalim eina makperes olav ato. Okay? It's not makpid now. Ofilu eina makperes olav la'olam. She's never makpid. Since most people are makbid, so she is the ultimate akal, that's chotzes. And of course, in chofe rov haguf, and recovers most of the body, I feel ain't there b'nei adam lahakpid, you know, people generally not, I can't imagine what it might be, but then it's also chotzes. Okay, so that's all the Shulchan Aruch passage over here. Look at the Taz. See, you've caught an aleph. Okay, he writes, first of all, the Sekhalav just says what the drush is, Rachat, Zubosh, and Shetoher, just like the sun says. So, repeats the Kulakacha is good. But Sikwat and Bays, it kind of turns around and asks a different question. Okay. Look at Nir Bir, Loshan Zed, Derek Benam, Lahakbar, Dafisha, Ain Ro. He says, Derek Benay Adam. Notice that this says the Taza, he didn't use the word Rove Benay Adam. Does it go by Rove? Or as long as some people, right? Derek, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Kevin to Derek. Well, he said, in the beginning, here, I feel a culture in Derech B'nei Adam. Later, he said Derech Rov B'nei Adam. What do you mean by Derech B'nei Adam? You know, so the Taz seems to say as follows. If this woman is Makbid, okay, even if most people aren't, it's a problem as long as there are some others. It's not some weird situation. Some weird person, she doesn't want even a speck of anything. That will disregard. Okay, but says the Taz, what he thinks the Shulchan Aruch means is that if she is makbid, again, that case not in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what Taz says. If she's makbid, even though most people aren't, but she's not a lone nut, whatever, you know, a lone mefunuk, mefunekas, other people also, then it's a problem. You follow what he's saying? In other words, Taz is, most people aren't, but as long as there's some people, okay? On the other hand, if she is never makbid, she's never makbid. And there are some who are, but not rove, then it's also not a problem. Do you follow the two sides? In other words, again, the Taz is saying, well, I understand anyway, is that if this woman is makbid, most people are not, but it's still going to be a problem as long as some are. She's not just some crazy, you know, lone gunman, so to speak, in this case, right? She's a lone wolf. Some people are makbid. So it's not rove, but it's not rove. But there are other people, so therefore, and if she is, then it's not a problem. If she's not makbid at all.
If she's never makbid.
If she's never, well, he said never. Hey, look at the words, last line of 24. The zoo ain't makbid, it's la'olo.
So how?
No, she's never makbid. She just doesn't care about it.
That la'olo is.
I think it means. Very, yeah, it's a nebulous a little bit. But she's not makbid. Even if some are, as long as the rove aren't, then it's also not a problem. That's the title. Okay. And the shach says, I don't think he's arguing. First of all, Sikhon Aleph, he says, came with the ikas, if she sometimes is makbid, then it's a problem. Okay?
That's your issue. The shops have gone out. He says, "Kevin, the ikar zmana de makpedes. If she's sometimes makpid, then it's chotzeis, even though rov time she's not. That's not your issue. I'm sorry. That was the other issue. Rov time she's not. As long as sometimes the problem, it's cotton bays. Heicha the rov bnei adam ein makpida mehi makpedes. Okay. So some say your chotzeis, but as long as I don't think he's arguing. The Taz, as long as somebody else is also makpid." And this is rooted, I mean, I pushed a quote earlier, I guess, the Beis Yosef, here in Asim Kuf Tzarechis, and the Os Aleph, he says, he ties us into that machokas, so what he's assumed, as we said before, is machokas, is the Ram and the Rosh, Ram and the Rosh book, right back in 1718, right, the Beis Yosef writes, the Heicha, the Ruban, Eina, Machpidas, Zdu, Machpidas, the Sapli, the near it, the Hu Plut of the Ram and the Rosh book. The Ramam, he says, he calls him, and he says that if she's not makbid, ain't zu makbid, then even if she's makbid, then it's a problem. And that's how he learns. The Rambam, according to what he learned, the Rambam says everything goes by her. Okay, it's not a general dinik, but it's her. So she's makbid, and that's good enough. The Rashba, no, okay, it could be the Machog, the Rambam, the Rashba. Okay, and the Ramor writes in Os Aleph, in Dark Emotion, 27, he quotes a Mordechai. The end of Shavuos, that's where the Mordechai talks about Nida, as we said, it also Mikvos, to Tavshin's Memchens, that is Chotzeis. Take a look in 28. The Mordechai is in the back of Shavuos, like the riff on Hilchos Nida, and also Hilchos Mikvos, so it's Remeth Tavshin Memchens. The 28, Kosvar and Sifro, Hadatan, Adam, Badio, Rachid, Vivation, all these different things, blood, ink, all sort of stuff, it's not Chotzeis, Tamak, Bada, who shall Yove, Terach, Menel, Mahakbid, Allah, and Ein Machbid. You know, when it's liquid, you don't care because you're going to wash it right out. Okay, but again, he says, "Avol imak b'mirdz." The person is makbid; it is a chatzitza.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
What we do is that by lach is definitely other is not, and even so, if you makbid,
right? If she, that's right. Yeah, right. Because I think I think he's saying like below what the Beis Yosef says, the Rambam, that it goes by you. I think so. Yeah, I think you're right. I think he is going for it. Yes, I agree. Okay.
According to the Taz, let's say she's...
I mean, I see it 28. You can see it, right? He says, "E makbid, I feel lach." And someone's makbid a lach. It is chotzeis. I think so. All right. Yeah. But after all said and done, yeah.
That's against that.
I think so. I think so. Then, then the Ramor adds the dark emotion in those bays, and he brings in Shulchan Aruch 2, dark in 29. He says, after all is said and done, Kosov Agos Haridurim, Av Dvarim She'enam Chotetim, things which are not Chotetim, meaning it's neither Rov nor Makbid, whichever definition you want. It's neither Rov nor Makbid. It's what the Gemara says we don't make the Gzeira on. Nonetheless, Lo Tipam L'Chatchil. Chatchila should have nothing on you. That's the bottom line. Gzeira Otto Dvarim She'chotetim. Even though the Gemara didn't make that Gzeira, Ramor brings us, he says in the Shulchan Aruch here too, in the end of Sifat, 30, L'Chatchila. Lo Tipo Afila V'Dvarim She'enam Chotetim. Okay? So there's a L'Chatchila. You shouldn't, and that's the minute today, you know, the mikveh lady, so to speak, checks the woman, makes sure there's nothing on her. So today, we don't want any chatzitzah. We avoid the whole problem. Okay, now, we'll just go weiter, because it's in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, you know, the Gemara has, just to see the Gemara is in the Shulchan Aruch, but it has some, you know, cases, which again, are not the types of cases that tend to come up that frequently today, but we'll look at it anyway. I'll try to go through it a little quickly. The Mishnah Mikvot, Test Mishnah Aleph 31. Elu chotzes in ba'adam. These are things which are chatzitzas. In the Mishnah quotes, not only neither. Chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, the threads of wool and of linen, or tzuos, or roshei abanos. Okay? The things that they would put, you know, women would sometimes wear threads on their head, I don't know if it's decorative or whatever, to hold ponytail, you know, ponytail holders and what do they call those things today? Scrunchies, huh?
Scrunchies.
Oh, hair extensions, oh, yeah, right? These different hats. The hair ties, and different maybe like hair extensions.
But that's real more hair.
Yeah, that's hair. So they didn't have that then. But maybe the same type of idea. I don't know enough about beauty standards then, and I'm not being facetious. You know, beauty standards change, as we'll see.
Right.
Okay, but anyway, they would wear these types of things. So that's considered a chatzitza, okay? Because
The Mishnah says, some the material depends on the material. Sometimes materials is such a water does get in. You look in the Rosh, okay, in Hilchos Mikvos again in the back of Nida, Sun Chafei. When they do their hair, they do take these things out, so it's not always there. Okay, and therefore, Kevin, because you know, therefore, it's a chatzitza. All right. There is a mission in Shabbos, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, talking about what in the name of the parak, what a woman can wear in her hair when she walks out without an eruv. Is this called a malbush, a takshin, is it jewelry, or is it carrying? Right? I mean, you know. Right, we know that a lot of walk out on Shabbos wearing your shirt, they're not carrying. And then what about something in your head? You know, what about, there was a question about watches. Well, you know, is it a touch it? Is it some, anyway, without an error, obviously. So the Mishnah says, the Nun's out of an Shabbos 33, but Matt Yisha Yotzeis, but Matt Yisha Yotzeis, low tastes, low bechute tsemer, but a chote, bechute pishtan, low bechute shabrosh, all these things she should not go out wearing on Shabbos. Okay? And the Mishnah throws in, below titbo bohen. And don't go into the mikveh either of those things on your head. Ad shetiraf tirafing, so you loosen them, make them loose. It's not so tight, knot, and not so tight. Then they can have it on your head. The water can go in. Okay, so that's the you know. And we're looking at Rashi in 34 and Nunzah Rav, but make sure to have a tachshit v'lo masui. So it's jewelry. It's an article of clothing and not something you're carrying. Okay, and the concern is sometimes Rabbanu made exera because. I'm afraid she'll take it off to show it to a friend. They'll carry. Right? Used to be, I'm before that many people held, you know, wearing gloves on Shabbos, without an error. Okay, wearing gloves. What's the problem? Because typically speaking, when you shake hands, you take the glove. You're walking outside. You're walking in front, and someone comes in. Oh, Shabbos! Make out your hand. You shake hand. I mean, while you're carrying a glove, right? So, these types of situations. So that's what it means in Rashi. Dilma shilfa makna chaverta. She'll remove it. She'll remove it. Makna show a friend. And Dilma Asilasu, Arba Amos, she'll end up carrying Arba Amos, could be outside, but not an Arab and so on. Okay, anyway, these types of threads, it makes a difference. Rashi says, I'm just showing two because in the Shulchan Aruch, you know, Rashi, the problem with these things in the hair, they were kind of like woven, so to speak, into the hair. Like, almost like hair extensions or something like that, woven into the hair. Okay, and so that's on Shabbos. And Tefillah, again, we should clarify, it's not going to be deraisa carrying because they are being worn. The question is, the Rabbanon legislated against it. It's certainly not deraisa because it's a, you know, it is a tachshit. They're worn, not carried. So no deraisa problem. That's why Rashi said, goes to be Rabbanon. Rabbanon says, don't, because you may take it off to show your friends. There's no problem with deraisa level wearing because there are articles of clothing, so to speak. But you may remove it, like you know, the example I gave with the glove. So then the Rabbanu goes there against it. Here, that's what Rashi is saying. Anyway, what does it mean? Shatatirim, so loosen a little bit, and then and the water will come into there. Okay? So Gemara asks, on the Zanam 35, Tvila Mandachar Shmei. Who's talking about Tvila? This is my son Shabbos. They're talking about Karen. Who's talking about Tvila? Okay? So Gemara says, Matan. No, Gemara says, no. What's the concern? The concern is, since you can't be toddled with these things, the Miklum, maybe. Okay, since you're not allowed to go into the mikveh with these things tied into your hair unless you loosen them, that we explained before. So therefore, you shouldn't wear them at all on Shabbos because dumas rabbi tefila shel mitzvah. Because maybe she'll wear it on the way to the Friday night to go to the mikveh, whatever, and she'll end up carrying arba amos, which was a rabbi, since you can't have to loosen it, right? So that's how it comes up over here. It's not, you know. The issue is what's considered wearing, what's considered carrying. So if a woman has these things in her hair, we're concerned she's going to take them out, okay? Because since during the week she can't go to the mikveh with them unless she loosens them, so Shabbos shouldn't wear them at all because maybe there'll be a tefillah shel mitzvah on Shabbos and she'll loosen them and she'll be over-carrying. Okay, when they lose, the problem carrying. Okay, that's how the sugya plays out, all right? Gemara asks, otherwise, as Rashi says in 36, Tvila ma'ad ha'chashmei, ma'in tvila, it's l'chus Shabbos. All right, so that's what it is. Tosas there in Shabbos, Lun Zayin Aleph 37, Dimuas of Ma'isha, talks a little bit about, it depends how it's in the hair, is it on top of the hair?
talks about godelis. Godelis is braiding. I mean, unless you braiding. Braiding, okay, and then the Rosh, Shabbos Perek Vav Siman Aleph. I don't want to spend a lot of time. Rashi seems to say that it was kind of woven into the hair. Tosas there in Shabbos, then Zanam and Aleph, Isha and the Rosh, Perek Vav Siman Aleph in Shabbos 38. It says, Lo Nehira, I don't think it's right. It's something else. It's on top of it. Okay, it's on top of the hair, but not woven into the hair. All right, I mean, we're talking about strings that are on our hair, not interwoven in the hair. Rashi says, even if they're interwoven, it would still be fine if you loosen it. The others don't like it if it's interwoven. It's harder to loosen. Anyway, that's the din. So I mention this here only because it appears here in Siv Beis in the Shulchan Aruch 39. Elo Advarim Shechotzitzin, Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishtin, Meretzuos, Shekarchin Bahem Aser Barosh, Lotitpo Bahem Ad Shetrafein. Things are tied to the hair. You have to, again, we don't have this today, so I don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but things you loosen. Okay, you have to loosen. Bimahim Betokles are in a love every film, but if they're actually woven into there, then you have to get them rid of them altogether. You can't just untie it because they may have kuchim shamer because of a little tipa mentioned rafim. They're tied to other parts of the body. You have to take it out. Okay, again, not that directly relevant to today. Okay, but it does. What is relevant today is women do have ponytails or braids. Those have to come out.
You can't do the hairstyle tunnel at all. You know, the very tight.
Dreadlocks type thing. Yeah. That would have to come out because it's very tight.
So you can't.
And it's small.
Realistically, even if you can't do it, because those never come out.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it when you go to the mixing.
No, but most women like they use that for years.
Mm. Or months at a time.
Yeah, but if you go to the mixing, it's
a whole process.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, it takes
a long time to get it done, man.
Right. So it's just not realistic.
Props.
It's not modern.
Yeah.
Is it herbal for the body or the women? They're not going to not let it down.
Yeah, it's true.
It's wrong with the hair.
So that's what's on here. We see that these things are considered to be a chatzitza. I'll double check, but I think it's a problem.
Okay. And hair down.
Huh? We'll talk about dyes later. We'll get to dyes and coloring, the paint and all stuff. We'll get to that later. Okay. And again, we're going to have several, probably the rest of this week and most of next week probably, because there are quite a number of things. Here I'm just trying to give you, I'm going the order of the Shulchan Aruch. Right. The Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Zanam and Aleph, 40, Tan Hossam, Ve'elu Chotzim Adam, Chutei Tzem, Chutei Pishon, Tzush Baruch Yabonis, we don't mention Tzem, she'll say, Ein Chotzim, Ne'e Shamayim, Boim Mayim, Omer Vuna Kulun, Beroshe Yabonis, on the head, and Rabbi Yossi said, Lemutei Mai, what about on the Tzavar? What about if it's, the woman used to, in those days, believe it or not, used to tie things around their neck, okay, tightly, I don't know. Well, we have also jewelry called a choker. But they used to do it to make the neck look a little fatter, to push the skin.
Like an Asian person.
Well, that was to make the neck taller. I think the African. I think they wear this. I don't think that. I don't think that's what. Today, everyone wants to look thinner. Okay, at one time, looking thinner was not so. A little thinner, you looked. It was more of a status to be a little heavier, because first of all, it showed that you were not poor. Poor people were skinny. You couldn't afford any food. Okay, if someone was heavy, they had food, right? So they would put these things on their neck to make it look a little fatter. That's what you're talking about. The mute de tzavar, okay? And they would put some type of, some type of around their necks to make the neck look a little fatter, okay? And they would also wear, that's also mentioned over here, okay? The mind of the mute de tzemer, hasta rach al gabi tvashachotin, it's rach al gabi rach bebaya, okay? Depends what the material is, some softer material. If it's chotis, then the neck is also soft, so soft on soft is certainly chotis. Because, again, you'll read through the Gemara. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time. But the bottom is that tzemer is a chatzitza only if it's on something like the neck, which is a soft material and so on. Okay, anyway, it talks about racha rach, kosha on kosha. So I'll read through this Gemara. Again, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. But they would have this. Onekas is the thing around the neck, all right, and also something else, katla is some type of a bib that she would tie onto her, I guess, for eating purposes, or also for deck. You ever see these, sometimes you see pictures of people acting out colonial times. They would have a dress, they would have this white thing over here. You know what I'm talking about? It was like a, I don't know what you call it, it's like, it looks like a bib. It doesn't say a bib, like a baby is a bib. But, yeah, some sort of. What?
It's in the Lower Angles.
Oh, the books. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk, right? Yeah, it's a fluffy thing of the wear on the top of their chest, whatever it is. So all these different types of things one wears. Look, I have the rocks over here. Bottom line, the design of the base, it says, Rashi says, "Bekatlas can beg a chosh of lislos b'tzavara can I get liba shelo yipol mashi ochelas al b'gadir." Like a bib, so the food doesn't dribble down onto your clothing. Okay, and yeshlo mokum shenatzim kein shosim like had loops, you know, around the neck. They would have loops, you know, that would stop it going, so it would fall down. And also at the end, he says, "V'tira kibalas bosar should look a little heavier." Balas bosar, that's good. Today the fakir, today the one look thinner. All the models are. Then, all right, anyway, that's what I said before. Beauty standards change. Okay. But anyway, they're wearing all these different types of things. Okay. And the Mechaber says if she wants to go to the mikveh with all those things around her neck, I guess it was more of a permanent thing if she had loops to put them in. So here in the rest of Sif Bey is in 43. The things that are in the hair are a problem. The things around the neck are not a problem. They're not that tight. They're not that tight. Otherwise, you choke. No, those things, those types of bibs, you sometimes wear tight because it was forced skin. Then it was tight; the water couldn't get in. Okay, and it wouldn't hurt her because of the way it was positioned, but it would still make the skin pop up. So, bottom line. So to summarize, okay, chutim on the hair, you know, is a problem, or on other parts of the body, it's a problem. On the neck, it's not a problem, and this type of bib, this katla, is a problem. All right, you can look at these cases. I don't want to spend a lot of time. Now, women don't wear these types of things anymore. The Pisgei Tshuva in Sifkat and Gimel. Okay. Yeah, so Kotten Gimel, the Pisgei Tshuva writes, quotes a Tshuva Pnei Aryeh, Isha Shenosa Svug Ba'ozno. She's wearing some kind of a cotton, and it's all about, you know, in her ear, you know, cotton type of thing in the ear to absorb earwax or whatever, you know, she's sick. Svug Ba'ozlish Ova Zuma Sheshocha Lito Svug B'Shas Tvila. Okay, she forgot to take this piece of cotton out, and she went into the mikveh. Is that considered? He says, he wasn't sure. She made him go to the mikveh again without a bra. Okay, because again, it's not something we would normally have there. The other hand, she keeps it here all the time or a lot of the time. So it's like a sponge or something like that. Okay, go back a second time without a bracha. Because it could be a little tight in here. Put it in together so that stuff doesn't drip out. So it is tight. You got the idea. Last situation here to finish up. Okay, is a Gemara, the same sugi in Shabbos, Nun Zayin. It's also what the whole sugi there is what women wear. The Shabbos issue, but relates to the sorts of tefillah also. B'amin Rav Kana. Rav Tichi Halil Tomai. Okay, it's also some sort of a net or mesh type of thing. Okay, what's the story of that? I'm like Ari Kamart is woven kosher rug lo gozer. Anything which is woven like that, it's mesh, so water gets in. By definition, it's not a tight. You know what I mean by mesh? It's like what's the right word? It's lattice work of your wood, but you know what I'm talking about. It's mesh. It's woven. That's not a problem. If my Amar Avunah Breda Yeshua Kolshu Ari Lo Gazu, if my Amar Avunah Breda Yeshua Chazina Lachvosi De Lo Kapila, he said, Ravuna, I saw my sisters, Lachvosi is my sisters. They wouldn't be mocked. They'd leave it on all the time. Okay? And the question is, what Ikeb and I, the Tanifin, what if it gets dirty? Okay, then you want to take it off. So, anyway, that's the Gemara says she wears a net type of thing, which is woven. It's not a problem because water could get in. And they used to bathe with these things on also. And they would keep that on their body when they bathed also. I don't know why they did that, but it could be also that, I don't know for sure, but, you know, bathing is not, you don't have the privacy of your own bathroom, you know, your own shower. So maybe they kept certain things on their body just for modesty reasons and, you know, cover themselves with these materials. And so, therefore, it's not a chatzitah mikveh either because it's net material, it's mesh type material, water comes through. Okay? That's what Rashi writes. Tichi Chalutah 46 there in Shabbos and Zarah. Sharsho, so chain, like chain. You know, like chain mail, that type of material. Okay. Shochutin Chalulas, the empty rings, you know, rings. You can get the picture. Okay. And Kol Shor in the third Rashi, Lo Gazu Latzav Shabbos, then Chatzitza Lo Chai, it's Lo Matzah Aduke Shabbos. You can't make it that tight. Okay, so therefore it's not a problem on Shabbos either. Okay, so it's mutter to walk out of those on Shabbos, and it's also okay for neither purposes. So for neither purposes, let's take a look now. Okay, the 2 days in Rashi, there's Rashi and there's Rabboso. Okay, the Raivad, the Balai Nefesh in 47. The Raivad suggests that certain types of chute, even certain types of things, is a problem. He says, Hani Tichi, he says there are different types. It depends really how tight it is. Okay, then we'll take a look at the Raivad, Maisa Reshes, and that type of material. The Rambam, Nichol Shabbos, very good test, not the test, Kosho Oreg Yotzev Arosh, something which is Oreg, she can go out. Okay, so the bottom line is water gets in, one is Tovelos, these things, so we're not worried to take them off. Okay, the Beis Yosef comments here by us, it's interesting, the Rambam does not mention this in Nichol Shabbos, only mentioned Nichol Shabbos. That's in 49, what the Beis Yosef points out, that the Rambam doesn't mention Nichol Shabbos, only Nichol Shabbos. So maybe that's one opinion of the Rashi, that the whole issue is only a Shabbos issue, and there's no chatzitza problem at all. Rashi had 2 days, but this whole din applies even to, the whole problem applies even to neither tefillah, or it's just a din of Shabbos. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch rules, and this will finish up in the last couple of courses for today, 15, imachuto el chalulin, asun kimin reshes, maisa reshes, enam chotzitzim. No chatzitz if they're hollow and they're like a red, like net material, chainmail type material. Okay? But if not, then I think it would be a chatzitz. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch rules. If it's like netting, it's not chotzitz. But if it's not like netting, then it's not like would be chotzitz. Even though it's a Maisa Riga, the Shach points out in Sukkotan Hay, he tells you to look back in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos. So he says, look at Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos, and Shin Gimel. Seif Aleph, that's where the Shach sends us to. And there he writes that, you know, Maisa Riga is mutter, and he doesn't say only if it's made out of netting. Here it's the Shulchan Aruch only seems to say if it's Maisa Reshes. Okay, so maybe there's a machlokas about it. Okay. Again, we don't have these types of things so often today. The Magen Avraham there in Shin Gimel Sif Dalet, I bring the 53 also points out the stira. Because the Raivad said only if it's hollow and empty the water can get in. And it didn't say that in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, the Prima Gaon is a Teretz, maybe it's a Chatzkilim B'dieved. Okay, finally, let's just do Sif Dalet. Okay, let's just do Sif Dalet.
That he also
hold Hilchos Shabbos? That's that Prima Gaon there in Eishel Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos implies, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. All right. Again, I'm going through this quickly. I mean, you want to look at the sense that you should, but it's not so much, not so much no game. In 57, again, they show say in 56, kind of says that Machok is Rashi and Rabosa for Rashi on these items. Fine. Let's look at the last thing. Shulchan Aruch says, Chute Seyar, okay. Strands of hair are not chutes. But there are more edyuhamus hobos, if they're dirty, then chutzin, they're machpens al shultz and latantrin, the chenu hamutonah for the chetchila. Okay, if machpens shouldn't get dirty, then it is a problem. So the Rosh Hashulchan, the last source 58, summarizes, he says, according to Rashi, this whole din is only by the Shabbos. Ramoah says, like Rabosa Shul Rashi. And right at the end, he says, mashmal ahead of three lines of Aram. If it's dirty, then it is a chatzitza. Okay. Or if she'll find a doshmak penneth, I'll see a little tip of karoi. If some of you don't want to get wet, then you shouldn't also, you also shouldn't have it because you're afraid it's going to get ruined. Okay. Again, bottom line, and I ran to the end quickly, but the bottom line is, Ramah says you shouldn't have anything on you. Okay, make sure nothing's there. And you know, that's how Ramah is with the chatfila. certain types of things. It was one of the last couple of sifrim that they used to wear in those days. We don't have it today, so that's why we have to spend some time on it. When we go through the rest of the siman, I'll try and relate it to things that are very problematical today. Women do have on today. Get those situations come out. Again, I only did these sifrim because they're in the Shulchan Aruch, even though they don't wear these types of netting and this type of stuff today. But to the Shulchan Aruch, so we just want to stop it. Okay, I'll stop over here. Mm-hmm. Good day, everyone.
Would the fish problem be if you have, like, if the fish, like, always, you know, I've heard that they have not.
Right, right, yeah. We're not going to go back to the middle, you know.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm going to. Second of our comes later.
There.
Well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The best story is with a woman listening to Megillah during the day.
Who wants a story? It's obligated.
They are obligated. So I heard that they used to not listen to Megillah during the day. It's common not to.
Probably, well, maybe it's common. I don't think it's right. It's what the Iker Mitzvah is really doing. Right.
That's what I thought. That was very good.
People made a mistake. People made mistakes. It used to be in America, a lot of people, at night to shul pack, in the morning you barely had a minyan. For men also, years and years ago, I'm talking about 100 years ago. I once came across a CD. Remember what CDs were?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a CD with a collection of tshuvas from American Rabbanim, I never heard of, the early 20th century. And I had some interesting tshuvas there. For example, they had a tshuva of Agunas from the Titanic. Okay. And another tshuva about the Coca-Cola formula.
Right.
How do you give kashas? It's a secret formula.
Isn't that one on the list?
Yeah, they give 30 things, of which 20 were in there, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So there was a rabbi in Detroit. There was, I never heard of him. You know, who wrote in his tshuva, very sad, how he was so always so depressed on Purim, because he remembered the Purim of his youth in Europe, you know. The whole town was people running back and forth in Shachmanas and so excited, you know. And, you know, it was such a wonderful experience, everybody, and tumbling. And he said, now the shul is crowded, you know, at night, but nobody comes during the day, you know. They don't realize it's not correct. The real events are during the day. And he writes in Israel, I wonder if in this country we'll ever see. I thought how happy he would be to come to Psaic or the Teaneck. Or he was in Detroit. They're too. To see today, probably because of people like him who saved Yiddishkeit in America, right. Saved Orthodoxy, that he would see the fulfillment of, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, the problems of wild. Teaneck either, you know. So he'd be so thrilled. But anyway, my point is that there's no doubt that the women are obligated to have a Megillah.